This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell and show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Hurst. In Jordan, about 2,000 demonstrators gathered near the Israeli embassy to protest Jordan's peace treaty with Israel. NPR's Jane Arraf has more.
This was the seventh straight night of protests and one of the biggest in Jordan since the Gaza war began. Demonstrators called for Jordan to open the borders with Israel to let them fight and to cut ties with Israel. The protest commemorated Land Day, marking Israel's confiscation of Palestinian land in northern Israel in 1967. But it reflected almost 6 months of rage in Jordan, where a majority of people are originally Palestinian. Jane Arraf, NPR News, Amman.
In Baltimore, engineers have started cutting the first section of the twisted steel of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge so it can be loaded onto a barge. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Shannon Gilraith says salvage crews will need to break the broken parts into even smaller pieces to lift them out of the water.
Even after that initial lift takes place, there still needs to be an understanding of what forms of adjustments have happened. How has lifting that one piece and begin the removal process, how does that impact the remainder of the bridge that still sits inside of the bay?
Seven floating cranes, 10 tugboats, and 9 barges are at the scene, and divers are still searching for the bodies of 4 construction workers missing in the water. 6 people died when the cargo ship laden with containers hit a bridge pier this week. Clearing the river will allow officials to reopen the economically vital port of Baltimore. AT&T says it's investigating a data breach involving personal information of more than 70 million customers. NPR's Chloe Veltman reports the data was leaked to the dark web.
More than 7.5 million current AT&T account holders and more than 65 million former ones had data compromised in the breach. A company press release said it occurred about 2 weeks ago. The data set included customers' social security numbers, names, addresses and phone numbers dating to 2019 or earlier. The telecommunications company said it is notifying the affected account holders. AT&T has experienced multiple large-scale data breaches over the years, most recently in 2021 and 2023. The issue is also impacting other telecommunications providers, including Verizon and T-Mobile. AT&T said it has so far not identified the source of the latest leak and that it does not have evidence of unauthorized access to its systems resulting in theft of the data set. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
Gas industry watchers say that now that spring travel is underway, watch for gas prices to rise. The national average is now $3.53 a gallon for regular, 24 cents more than a month ago. You're listening to NPR News. In Britain, counterterrorism investigators are still looking into the stabbing of an Iranian journalist in London. He works for an Iranian TV network that has covered anti-government protests in Iran for several years, but police say the motivation for the attack isn't known. A coalition of environmental groups have filed a new proposal for managing the Colorado River, which supplies water to 40 million people. From member station KUNC, Alex Hager reports it joins 2 other competing proposals from deeply divided groups of Western states.
The proposal's authors say they don't want it to go against states' desires. John Berggren with Western Resource Advocates says the goal is to help states craft water management plans that also help ecosystems throughout the Southwest.
Regardless of what is decided, if you integrate these ideas into those annual operations, you can have your water supply security, which the states want, but then you also get these environmental benefits that make sure that you do have a healthy flowing river.
Proposals from states, tribes, and environmental groups will be reviewed by the federal government. Officials hope to draft a consensus plan for managing the Colorado River before the end of this year. For NPR News, I'm Alex Hager in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Heavy rain fell along California's southern coast today with 1 to 3 inches of rain in places. There has been minor flooding around Los Angeles. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service says dry conditions with gusty winds are causing wildfire worries. Red flag warnings are up for parts of Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Colorado, and Kansas. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.